It seemed he had been gone only a few days, when, in the middle of a baking afternoon, on a lathered horse, Farkyan rode back into camp. He carried a package of letters, sewed up in canvas wrappings, and sealed with tar. One letter was for Lothar, a single sheet, and he read it at a glance. "I have the honour to inform you that I have in my possession a document of amnesty in your favour, signed by both the Attorney General of the Cape of Good Hope and the Minister of Justice of the Union of South Africa. I congratulate you on the success of your endeavours, and I look forward to our meeting at the time and place nominated, when I shall take pleasure in handing the document to you. Yours truly, Gary Courtney, Colonel." The other letters were both for Santan. One was also from Gary Courtney, welcoming her and Shasta to the family and assuring them both of all the love and consideration and privilege that entailed. From the most miserable creature, immersed in unbearable grief, you have transformed me at a stroke into the happiest and most joyful of all fathers and grandfathers. I long to embrace you both. Speed that day. Your affectionate and dutiful father-in-law, Garrick Courtney. The third letter, many times thicker than the other two combined, was in Anna Stock's clumsy semi-literate scrawl. Her face flushed with excitement, alternately laughing aloud with joy or her eyes sparkling with tears. Santan read snatches aloud for Lothar's benefit, and when she had reached the end, she folded both letters carefully.
"I long to see them, and yet I am reluctant to let the world intrude upon our happiness together. I want to go, and yet I want to stay here forever with you. Is that silly?"
"Yes," he laughed, "it certainly is. We leave at sunset."